KBA, KB4CBA around Steve.
Other people lurking in the shadows, N0TR.
How is it? Next time I see you, you'll have to give me a facial expression or whatever, body motion of how you lurk.
I'm a neighbor here. You caught 8 bass? Wow. Say again? 2 hybrids. How big are they? Ooh, that's nice, man. We're going to go crappie fishing in a little bit. I'm talking to my buddy over here. All right, see you guys later. Bye.
You're doing what kind of fishing?
Thought we might go, you guys call them crappie. I call them crappie. We're thinking about it. Let me shut this other radio background off. I'm going to go see if I can find some mirrors.
I'm usually pretty good at finding worms, but that's about all I can do. We used to use, my dad would take me fishing, and this is what his daddy taught him, and he caught carp or bat or catfish, and they're bottom feeders, so you put a float on the hook and on the line, and we use worms or cotton dough usually, depending on, we'd ask the guy what they were biting most that particular day.
That's a good way to do it. I used to fish a lot up in Kansas. I haven't even been down here hardly any, Dave. Shame on me. But the kids are staying over at the lake house, and we thought we might go there for a visit after a while, but not sure yet. But I was going to go see if they were available up here by Lake Robinson. And, I love to fish for channel cat on the bottom. Lake Lyman has a lot of channel in it, and I see people fishing for them, but I never have tried over there, really. Only flew there with the GPS briefly, and I don't know if I'm going to go out on the pontoon boat or just fish off the dock or just sit there and bait the lines for the grandkids.
As a kid, I got pretty bored sitting there, and because there wasn't much action at this lake. My dad used to take me to, it's on Malden Road, right about there where I think Corvette World's there now, but there's a road, a dirt road you turn on to. I guess it's still open. I'm sure the lake's there. But anyway, that's where he took me. I had a buddy of mine take me bass fishing. Now that was fun.
Star Mobile. Yeah, I loved it. That was my favorite. I used to not bring the perch home, but Bernice said, you bring them home and I'll clean them. And I didn't want to fool with them. Boy, she did. And man, that's one of the best eating fish there are. I don't care for a crappie, to be honest with you. They're too mushy for me. I like bass. But, like I said, I just haven't done it recently. My lines are probably not even good. They'll probably break them. And you're right, the grandkids, they get bored very easily, so they won't like it. I was going to wait till a little later because it's plumb hot out here. I think the weather station was saying 86 degrees in the sunlight, 83 in the shade. So it's pretty amazing. We're 10 or 15 degrees above normals already. Next Tuesday and Wednesday, it's going to rain and drop back down for the highs in the 60s, I guess, Dave.
40. I'm having to look at text messages. looking on the HF rig here on 20 meters and talking to you at the same time, so it's getting a little confusing. the last time we went bass fishing, I think last two times, I think he caught two and I caught one, and then the last time I didn't catch anything, and that was the last time we went out. That was on Hartwell, I think.
Yeah, I've never fished. Well, I did two one time. The kids, when we didn't live down here, they, shall we call it, chartered a pontoon boat or something. And I don't know if we fished or not. I don't think we did. We just went riding around the lake. Dave, I got to run in here, so I'll catch you in a little bit. 73's in 0TR.
Have a good one, and keep your hands washed, and talk to you later, Tom. 0TRKB4CBA, clear.
BNG.
I'll say, hey, Glenn, KD2BNG, KB4CBA.
Sorry, I didn't know if you'd cleared with Tom or cleared with everybody. How you been?
I'm doing good. I just got back from a two-hour motorcycle ride, and it was a little toasty out there. I had a long sleeve shirt on, and it's tight. You don't want to wear a loose shirt if you ride. You know what I'm talking about, because it'll what do you call it? Shave your skin, and that's why the World War One aces or pilots, biplane pilots, World War One wore scarves. It wasn't to be fancy. It was to keep that collar from flapping and chafing their neck.
Hurricane force winds, all your clothing's gonna, if it's too loose, it's gonna be flapping around. And yeah, you're right, I hadn't really thought about that. I've never ridden a motorcycle, so I couldn't really say. But yeah, I'm just waiting here, maybe in 10 minutes or so they'll see me. I'm here for a flu shot, and I think I tried explaining this. Now is actually not, I figure it this way. If everybody had their damn flu shots, then in 3 or 4 weeks when the ER gets overwhelmed, they're not going to be dealing with a bunch of flu patients. Because the way it is now, the COVID-19 and the flu have similar symptoms, right? So the hospitals aren't going to know what they're dealing with. Therefore, you eliminate all the diseases you can deal with. So that's what I'm going to do today.
I heard anybody getting a flu shot in March, but myself out. I got mine in October, I think. October, November. I think it was October. It may have been August. I can't remember. Whenever my doctor's appointment, my 6-month checkup was, and that's when I got it. And this virus is like a cold. I mean, it's a virus, and it's like, you catch it the same way you catch a cold, is what I'm trying to say.
Who's been trying to downplay its effects? It's the SARS virus is what it is. It's the new and improved SARS virus, if you remember that from like about 18 years ago. And, people my age with my respiratory infections, it's late in the season for flu. And with everybody basically sitting at home, it's unlikely I'd get flu. But I'm looking at it this way. If everyone had their seasonal flu inoculations, then the flood of patients in the ER wouldn't be dealing with flu. In other words, I got 100 people in my ER, 95 of them have flu. What can I do with them except to give them a lollipop and send them home? It's flu. You're not that likely going to die. So if everyone was certain to have their flu shots, then the ERs wouldn't be dealing with cases that are, you know, basically, you're kind of in our way right now.
KN4VWA. WA.
KN4VWA, go ahead.
Hey, I just heard what Glenn was saying there. Glenn, I just got to jump in. That is just about the most uninformed statement I've ever heard anybody make, that this is just a new and improved SARS. The two things are completely, serologically, completely at opposing ends of the spectrum. And it's silliness like that that starts rumors around. After that, and I'm turning the radio off. I can't stand it for this.
The virus particle itself is actually known as the SARS-CoV-2 virus. So it is at some point descended from the SARS virus, as was the MERS virus in 2012, which was somewhere in the Middle East. So, not the flu, not a cold, not something you want to mess with.
Very definitely true, but where are you getting this stuff?
CDC.
Right. Okay, well, you just keep spreading bullcrap around, bud. I'm gone.
Here's from InfoWars, or Alex Jones, or Fox News. Or what source of disinformation are you watching? Once again, logic beats bullshit. He doesn't have a response.
PPA, clear.
That Alex Jones hasn't been lying to us for the last 20 years.
He spouts idiocy. Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, Alex Jones, if anything, is even less mainstream. You know, watch PBS once in a while.